So making the mission to eradicate poverty a central mission of government, humanity, of our economic system, it's a radical idea, but not so much if we focus on our own backyards. Even that can be daunting. Here in the U.S., 47 million Americans are on food stamps, and this year they'll be feeling cuts to the SNAP Assistance Program. That's the federal acronym for the food stamp program. Those cuts started at the beginning of this month. Are we going backwards? Well, listen to the Thanksgiving plans of Jennifer Peguero in the Bronx. She's struggling to stay off food stamps and can only afford Thanksgiving if she combines resources with her neighbors.
Since I'm no longer receiving food stamps, it's a little bit harder to sustain paying cash out of pocket and trying to be self-employed and trying to get myself going is very difficult. Jobs are hard to come by. When you do find one, usually they're short term. It's pretty hard in the market for me.
Where are you spending Thanksgiving?
At home.
How many folks will be at your table?
We're estimating 3 households. It'll be my 3 and self and approximately 12 people.
Meanwhile, 59-year-old Mary Coleman, a food stamp recipient out in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, definitely feels like she is going backwards.
It has gotten extremely hard, especially working a restaurant job where I make $7.25 an hour. And I do receive food stamps, but they have cutting it down over the times. And one is because I am working, they cut them down. And then the second time they cut them down was when they cut back on everyone's, you know, food stamps. So now I get like 119 in food stamps. And I get them the first part of the month. By the time the middle of the month comes, I'm scuffling for food.
So what are you not going to be getting for your Thanksgiving table this year that you might have been able to afford last year?
Well, hopefully, and I think for the Hungry Task Force, I am equipped.
You're equipped. So how many people are going to be at your table? Where are you spending Thanksgiving?
Well, it's myself, my 2 daughters, and my son, and my sister, 2 sisters. We're all together. We're doing like a potluck.
All right, and what are you bringing?
Well, thanks to Hungry Task Force, I got the turkey, you know, and some greens, and the cornbread, and the potato salad.
Mary Coleman, thanks so much, and have a great Thanksgiving.
Okay, thank you, guys, and I appreciate you listening to me.
None of this is a surprise to Joel Berg, executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger and author of All You Can Eat, How Hungry Is America.
We know exactly what works in fighting hunger, and America has been doing precisely the reverse. We know that creating living wage jobs and ensuring an adequate safety net will end hunger in America as it has in much of the rest of the Western developed industrialized world, and yet we are killing all programs to create new jobs, and we're cutting back on the food stamps, the SNAP program, even though it reduces hunger and aids the economy.
And from your perspective, you know, the Pope says something like, if you're not solving poverty, if you're not giving opportunity and equality to all of your citizens, you're really not addressing any problems seriously. Is that the way you see it?
Oh, absolutely. When you look back at our time, 100 years from now, you're going to clearly see that inequality of wealth is the central defining issue of our time, and that Washington is absolutely failing in addressing it. In fact, they're making it worse. Only bright spot here in New York City is that we have a mayor-elect who's actually dedicated to doing something about it.
Do you think we're going backwards in the United States and in New York on the question of hunger and poverty?
There's no question we're going backwards. Look, every soup kitchen, food pantry, food bank, and food rescue group in America provides a total at most of $5 billion worth of food a year. We just cut the food stamps, the SNAP program, by $5 billion. It's as if we obliterated every charity in America for a year. And now Congress is considering another $40 billion in cuts. It's insane. It's hypocritical. We're spending ever more money on corporate agribusiness, corporate welfare. And we have to say that, boy, $1.50 a meal is too much for these fine folks.
Where will you be tomorrow?
I will be at home. A lot of people expect a hunger activist is going to be working, but actually Thanksgiving's the one day of the year where all the pantries and kitchens we work with actually have more than enough help.
And how many people around your table?
Two. We keep it small.
Keep it small. Joel Berg, executive director of the New York City Coalition Against Hunger, author of All You Can Eat, How Hungry Is America.
Thank you, John.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.